Ottawa, party leaders are making announcements across the country on day 14 of the federal election campaign, pledging to tackle the shortage of family doctors, support skilled trades, and cut government red tape. In Oakville, Ont. Liberal leader Mark Carney announced a plan he says will help boost Canada's skilled trades workforce. Without taking action, Canada will see a shortfall of tens of thousands of skilled workers, Carney said. He pledged a new apprenticeship grant, increased access to union-led training initiatives, and a new $20 million capital funding stream for colleges to support new training spaces for apprenticeships. The Liberal plan would also increase labor mobility between provinces and territories, in an effort to build one Canadian economy, a reference to removing interprovincial trade barriers that have become increasingly a topic of concern since U.S. President Donald Trump was elected. Carney's announcement follows a week of him signaling to Canadians he is serious about bolstering the economy in the face of threats from the White House, spending much of his week in factories and training schools. Meanwhile, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in Atlantic Canada, where he promised to ensure all Canadians have access to a family doctor by 2030. Singh made his announcement in St. John's in earlier in the day, promising an NDP government would offer an additional 1% in Canada Health Transfer funding to provinces that guarantee access to a family doctor. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is in BC, where he is set to make an announcement on cutting red tape later in the day. Poilievre is expected to promise to cut bureaucratic red tape by 25% in 2 years. The plan for what he calls a two-for-one law would mandate two regulations be repealed for every new one that is brought in. It would also require that for every dollar in new administrative costs, $2 must be cut elsewhere to ease the burden. With just over 3 weeks left until Canadians vote on April 28, polls indicate the Liberals are leading the Conservatives in Canadians' voting intentions. A new poll from Léger suggests more than 1 in 5 people planning to vote for the Liberals are being motivated by their belief that Carney is the best option to deal with Trump. The poll suggests Poilievre's ability to stand up to Trump is driving the vote of only a small number of people who said they're voting for his party, as conservative voters appear to be more motivated by anti-liberal sentiment and a desire for change. The poll, conducted by Léger for the Association for Canadian Studies, surveyed 1,628 people between March 29 and 31. The polling industry's professional body, the Canadian Research Insights Council, says online surveys cannot be assigned a margin of error because they do not randomly sample the population. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 5, 2025. With files from Alessia Passafium in Oakville, Maura Forrest in St. John's, and Catherine Morrison in Ottawa. Anya Caradelia, the Canadian Press Liberal leader Mark Carney speaks during a campaign stop, Friday, April 4, 2025 in Montreal. The Canadian Press, Adrian Wilde to during a campaign stop at Operating Engineers Local 793 Training Center in Oakville, Ont. The Canadian Press, Adrian Wilde to